consolation from any person, and he was broken and depressed. Atshiroz atzmoy kuchose tikne lechalutin. No hope, no rectif. That's it, over. But Savia Kashemod, the Kolmi Shenisel the Bell, the boy, Shimonel Asus is Maiso Homo Lotzliach. Everybody who tried to speak to him, tried to speak him out of committing suicide, laws it. Shamati Lavi Gati Lamakomi Shpuz, the Matalala the Bell, the boy. I heard about him, so I decided, says the Machaber, to go and meet with him and speak to him. Nasiti Lafiach Botikvali de Imunu Bashem. I wanted to give him hope by giving him Imun in Hashem. From Hashem doesn't come haros v'hatoiv. Achulo hikshivli. Listen, nesiti lehatir Yisrael yedaitir choymris ma'isu. Agam lekach hulo nirtza. Try to tell him about how serious it is, terrible. Chuben, you want to listen. I told him he was going to lose his whole chelok in olam haba. So you're basically up against it. He doesn't want to hear the good news, he doesn't want the bad news. Nothing's working. Ve'idach, kesheneseiti lateh b'fonov, b'tzavim chayim, at kama kosh boruch hu tzarich oto, v'kama chashuv hu lamalo, when I started to explain to him what we've been learning here, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it, and how choshuv he is in Hashem's eyes. Ubonaisef lakach amati lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze b'cho. Hashem wants you. You're desirable to him. V'yokolo mo'od kol rega shatan noishem avir. And you're precious to him every moment you're breathing. Gabi meinecho yisem u'ma, if you're not doing anything. Like we learned, even al pialocha, even someone in a coma, as long as he's alive, he's precious. Ketahu aben shelo. Because you're his son, ata Yehudi, you're a Yid. Ata chelek olakam imal. You have a chelek of that infinite, that thing which we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Echad meaning infinite. That piece of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're part of that. Ata olam ole. And if you're a chelek of the infinite, you're infinite. Ata kol is called tachli sabria. Ha'oise shahu achal legod bebechi. When I told him this, he broke down in tears. Because these words go into the secret recesses of our heart. This Ava that Hashem has for us, this deep, deep love that Hashem has for us, that breaks all the boundaries. From then on, slowly, 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 he started to improve until he put his life back together again.
Is this guy an orthodox person?
Who? This person he went to see. Probably believed in Hashem. I mean, I guess so. And my guess is, knowing Rav Taube, that if the guy wasn't from, he would have mentioned it. He would have said the guy had no money, didn't know who Hashem was. He's talking about it. He's telling you you're going to lose your chaluk in Olam Haba. I mean, somebody
has to have some idea.
Harocha atzmi shel oisa adam livnosa mi hakorishu ohu verotzu etzel hakorish baruch hu b'metzove ha'akshovi kafi shehu. This is very important to remember. The Maaseh is the whole message of Chanukah, the whole message of Yosef. So it's timeless that we're doing this now. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and you're important to him no matter where you are. No matter what matzif you're in. It has nothing to do with the external matzif. It's an internal thing. Something to live for. I have a reason to live. The one that's giving me life, the one that's giving me every reason to live, that loves me, that's Hashem. Va'amnam kach pirshu es aposuk b'mishlei. Musa Hashem bni al timos va'al tikeitz b'tocho chosay. The Musa, whatever the word means, the corrective procedures that Hashem used to correct us, my son, don't despise, Well, tickets, but tochochose and my tochocha. What's the tochocha? The rebuke that I give you. Mawa musa shaydan am kaitzpo v'eini moizpo. Kashe poinim ala v'oimim lo bni. It says bni. When you give musa, when you give a rebuke, and you say, my son, my beloved son. Kashe magale ku bnoi shela kodesh bochu v'ashem yisparach oivu sa mechake lo shiyanzor olof. When you realize who's giving you the musa, the one who loves you, who cares for you, only wants what's best for you. He's waiting for you to come home. Ze musa she'ein adam kaitzpo. That's a musa that a person doesn't reject. Why? Because you know it's coming from someone who loves you. So when you give musa, you have to make sure the person you're giving it to knows you love them. Otherwise, give it. And when you receive it, ask yourself, who's giving me musa? That's coming from someone who loves you, who cares for you, who's meisa nefesh for you. Why wouldn't you mekabel it? You go through these pastures with Yosef, they're lo yuman, it's not possible. You just meditate and imagine how Yosef did what he did. There's only one reason, because inside he stayed the same. No matter what was going on around him, it says, Yosef haya tzadik mitchilosa tzofe. He stayed Yosef. My brothers, the Gedolei Ador, just got together, the Sanhedrin Atzmo, just got together and sold me into a band of Arab slave traders. And you begged for mercy and they didn't show you mercy. So what would you do? That's the way the Gedolei Ador behave. Tazov, mitzarichetze. Who needs a Siddishkat story? He lands up, he's the head honcho in Potiphar's house. It was Motzachain. It was Motzachain by Potiphar. So whatever, live it up. He was in a pretty high level in Mitzrayim. He was one of the Bnei Beisov, the minister of whatever. What was he? The Sarah. He was the Sarah Mafia, whatever. Who was Potiphar? He was the Sarah Tabachim. He was the whatever. He was the head of whatever. So and you're his right hand man. So go for it. No. Aishas Potiphar comes upon him. Next thing he's in prison.
You're one Jew in an alien society.
And you made it. You've made it, Kimat. You're whatever. You're Mama Shur. So whatever. You're not Paro Besedovit, but you're in a very good position compared to the rest of the world. And your brothers, the Gedolei Ador, the Frumas, this is how they treated you. Who needs it? And then he's thrown into prison. And he becomes quite a hotshot in prison as well. Yosef at Sadiq. And then he becomes Mishnah Ben, he becomes the king of the world. Doesn't Zazim. Zelo, because his relationship with Hashem is unconditional, it's internal, and the Matzovim going around him, he understands these are just tests from Hashem, that's all. Just tests from Hashem. Now we're talking at a very high level here, don't try and. But on our own level, in our own lives, we have these little events that happen all the time. Where are we? Where are we holding? We give up so easily. The Altar of Slobodka used to say that the Yetzirah doesn't care about you doing Aveiros. When he makes you do an Aveiro, he doesn't want the Aveiro. Loich Patlo the Aveiro. What does he want? He wants you to give up. He wants you to say, look at me. I've done so many Aveiros. I'm at such a low level. I'm so verschwarzt. I'm so... there's no hope for me anymore. That's what he wants. He doesn't want you. He cares. You don't do all the virus in the world. Mach patlo. All the virus, do them all. But what? Get up afterwards. Shivat Sadik Yapul Vakam. The Yetzor is dropping you. Why? Because he wants you to get up. Get up. Eile veruchim, ve'eile verechev, eile v'susim, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. They come with horses and tanks and whatever. We call out in the name of Hashem. What's the difference between those two dynamics? Hayma koru v'nafalu. They get cut and fall down. V'anachnu. I would have finished off the sentence and said, v'anachnu no loflim. We don't fall. They fall and we don't fall. No. V'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidat. We get up. When did we fall? Because we all fall. Everybody falls. What's the difference? They come with their own koichev etzim rodi. They come with their own power. You fall, you stay down. Well, why would you get up? How would you get up? We get up. You know how we get up? Because we have Hashem. So we fall, we get up. Don't worry about falling. You're going to fall plenty times. That's not the work. You fell, so you fell. So get up. And what happens when you get up? You fall again. Get up. That's what the Eitzel wants. He wants you to stay down. Stay down. It's the whole message of Chanukah. It's the whole message of Chanukah. The whole message of Chanukah is in the worst matzav. We spoke about it a few times here. In the worst possible matzav, which is Chanukah, what do? We ignite the Oregonus. We ignite the Oregonus. Where? Below 10 Tvachim, where the Shekhinah Zayin Yoyved. On the left side, which is always the side of Dinim, it's always the side of Tumah. In the darkest time of the month, no other chag is at the end of the month. Going into Tevis, which the Mephoshim say what got given to Esav. Tevis is a month of darkness. The month of Tumah was given to Esav. At that, the worst possible, if you wanted to find the worst possible situation and circumstances to have a chag, Chanukah, you've covered all the bases. You're below 10 Tvachim where there's no Shekhinah. You're on the left-hand side, in the end of the month when it's dark, going to Tevis, which is the worst month. And what do? There? We ignite the Oregonus. We don't just light a light. We take that ore, that holy light that was hidden away by my Sabreshis, and we bring that into the world below 10 Tvachim, on the left-hand side, in the worst possible months. That's what we mean. That's exactly what he's saying here. No matter how bad the external situation is, that's Yosef's lesson. That's Yosef's lesson.
Yosef was a tzaddik.
He wasn't born a tzaddik. He made a tzaddik because he did this. This is how you become a tzaddik.
He is no averos. Like Yehuda, that was more difficult because he fall and then but Yosef, he was at the top level.
Welcome Shabbat Shuva. And I feel a tzaddik. I can stand in a place where Yosef can't stand. So I'm bigger than Yosef in certain aspects. You're right, that's Yosef and his dag or whatever, but the lesson's still a lesson, otherwise it wouldn't be in Chumash. You know that? If there wasn't something for me to learn about it today, it wouldn't be in the Chumash. There's nothing in the Torah that's not relevant to my life today. That's not always easy to find the relevance. Yeah? There's certain psukim and certain things that we learn that are hard to find the relevance. But it's then you have to dig it out and find it.
The example of Yehuda, it's better for us than Yosef. Yosef, it's a door like door.
What can I do? Chazal tell me that we have to learn Chanukah from Yosef. And we have to learn from Yudah as well. Yes. In Achinami. We have to learn from everybody. You have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to learn from Rabbi Akiva. In Achinami. Right now we're learning from Yosef. I know. Yeah. We have to learn from Eishes Potiphar as well. That's Eishes. The only difference between her and Tamar was that she wasn't the Shem Shemaim. She wasn't just out there for a good time. She was trying to do something. Yeah, I'm saying we have to learn from everybody. We have to learn from them all. We have to learn from Korach also.
I think she did. Because I'll say she did have something.
She had kavanah. She was she trying to bring.
It was makayim by her stepdaughter.
She was makayim by Osnat, who was Dina. But she wanted to bring that koyach into the world, but she wasn't l'shem shemaim. Tama did exactly the same thing as Eishes Potiphar. She was l'shem shemaim. She wasn't. You see that often. Fine. But I'm saying you have to learn from all of them. That's what Chanukah is called. Or telling Chanukah Torah. We should be saying Purim Torah already. Wait to Purim. But that's why Chanukah is called Regel HaYelodim. Chanukah is called the festival of children. So it's a very nice time for the children. Purim is also a very nice time for children. You could say that Pesach is the holiday of children. Everything revolves around the children. So what's Chanukah Regel HaYelodim? It also says that Chanukah is a regel of Chayin. It's Chayin. Chetnun is Chanukah. Chayin, Chafay. It's Chanukah. Yosef, if you have a look, he's called a child. Hayeled, Hanar. He's always referred to as a child. And he's always Motzei Chayin. You notice? Yosef is Motzei Chayin. Everywhere he goes, he's Motzei Chayin. And he's always called Nar. Hanar, Hayeled. What's the kesher between being Motzei Chayin and being a child? There's a quality that a child has that we don't have. And that is a child has innate value and values himself innately irrespective of what's going on around him. Ever notice that? Children are usually oblivious to what's going on around them. Oblivious. Child comes home covered in mud with his new pants that you bought him yesterday ripped into pieces and he expects a hug and a kiss. What's the problem? You have a little baby. Whether the baby's flying first class in his mother's lap or on a train to Auschwitz in his mother's lap, the baby's in the same situation. He has his own innate value. He doesn't need to be rich, wealthy, powerful, knowledgeable in order to feel choshuv. Children feel choshuv irrespective until we get older. send them into the system, and then they start losing their chashivas, and they only feel their chashivas based on external matzavim. But internally, a child feels valuable, no matter what's going on around him. That's what gives him his chayim. That was Yosef. Yosef had chayim because he had that quality of, I'm intrinsically Yosef at tzaddik, for lo echpatli what's going on around me. Zelo manyen oti. That makes the difference when I'm in a pit, the lowest level you can be, a Jewish slave in a prison in Mitzrayim, or Mishnah the Melech. Can you imagine the difference? Imagine how you would feel. I know myself, I've been through this one in my imagination. How depressed and miserable and broken you feel when you're in prison, and how choshev you feel when you're flying first class. You feel like a kid. You're the Mishnah the Melech. You're the second most important person in the world. In fact, in many areas, you're more powerful than Pyro. He's given you his ring. And you don't change inside, nothing. It makes no difference. Whether your brothers are selling you to slave traders, or whether you're Mishnah the Melech, or whether you're in a prison, or whether you're Ashes Potiphera, or you're the sire in the head butler in Potiphera, it makes no difference to Yosef. That's his chayim. His Yosef atzadik mitzchola
l'seifa. Because it says the Pharaoh could him soknas paneach. The same person is Vayetzer Yosef. It means he didn't
it's
change.
Yosef, lo manyanoti. I'm sitting with my father learning, or I'm in prison, or I'm in Shemelech. That's what Yaakov couldn't believe. Yaakov couldn't believe that Yosef was Melech by Mitzrayim, and he was still Yosef. Couldn't believe it. Lo yecholiot. Ken yecholiot. That was the mile Yosef got to. And that's why we learn these parshas, Davka b'Chanukah. Because that's what Chanukah is. No matter what the matzav is, it's dark, it's cold, it's below 10, lo mishane, I ignite the oragonos, because that's inside of me. I'm not zazz by matzavim. That's the message of Chanukah. That's the message of Chanukah. They walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you know, when they found that pach, that little pach of oil. What did the Beis HaMikdash look like? Shaka to Amizbech. It was disgusting. It was defiled. Imagine the depression. They walked to the Beis HaMikdash. There were idols in the Beis HaMikdash. Look what they saw. They should have given up at that point. Go home. No, they found one little lot, one little pach with the chasima of the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't metamed. They didn't destroy the oil, they metamed it. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't burn the Beis HaMikdash down, they metamed it. That was what they wanted to do. They wanted to get us to feel icky. What did we do? We took it and we lit it. The worst matzif, when the Chashmonim lit that menorah, do you know how bad the matzif looked? Elatid, that's what we do. And that's what we're saying here. That's what we're saying here. It's exactly these words. Ha'arocha ha'atzmis shel oisa odem divnoso mehakorosh yahu verotso etzel ha'korosh bochu, that is beloved by Hashem, v'metzova ha'achshavi kafi shehu. In this matzav, the way you are. When you're going to be ready to serve Hashem, what do you need in order to be able to serve Hashem properly? Nothing. You have everything you need. Lo chaseh klum. You have everything you need. That's what we have to get into our kishkas. Oise imuna ki bishvili nivra oila v'ani chashuva v'omelech malcha malochim ya imuna hanitzreches b'yoyse v'doreinu. This imuna of bishvili nivra oila. I'm important. I'm very important to the King of Kings. That's the imuna that's needed in this generation. That was Avram Avinu's path, and that was the chiddush that he brought to the world. He revealed the enormous, powerful connection that exists between a Jew and his Creator. All the purpose and all the pleasure that Hashem gets out of this world, where are we? Where do we find ourselves? Where do we give Hashem most nachas? Where do we give Hashem all we can? In this lowly world. Down here in the darkest possible matzav, in the darkest possible generation. There was never a generation that plummeted like this generation. Maisya b'tzadik Rav Aaron b'Karlin Zatzal, sheshalu chasidov. Chasidim asked, Rebbe, mahu achet hanoyre b'yoyse shidi olu lichtobo? Yeah, the Shigatana kids wanting to know this because they want to do it. Rebbe, what's the worst chet that a Jew can do? Rebbe Aaron Aniach is Reish al Ashulchan Lameshech Dakot Aruchot. He put his head down for a long time. Ba'oit Chassidav Mamtinim Bacharoda Lechuvosu. The Chassidim waited with bated breath for the answer. Lachem Ekein Kasheh Shavah Harim is Reish. He lifted up his head. Heishiv Lem Bepashtus. And he told them the following. Anybody want to think about it for 2 minutes? What's the worst chet that a Jew can do? Don't let your imaginations run too wild.
Chil Hashem.
Vodah Zorah. Huh? To exclude Hashem.
Despair.
Hachet hanoyre b'yoyse shiyodialu lichtohu lishkoyach shehu ben melech. To forget who you are. Ze nisoyin chayenu, that's our nisoyin. We spoke about that yesterday. The hesech hadas, the distractions. Yeah, when you're playing Pac-Man, you can forget you're a ben melech. Zehu nisayon chayenu. You heard of Pac-Man? Oh, okay. No, I'm trying to check out audio. That's all. I'm just trying to date you. Today, Pac-Man, law, Dov. Please, Sofik, I got to the highest level of Pac-Man. That's what I spent 4 years getting a law degree, so there was lots of free time. So I became quite good at golf and I mastered Pac-Man. What else is there to do in university? Zehu nisayon chayenu. Please, Sofik. Kesheim shenosnu l'anis hanisoyim nosnu gamis kalim litmodedi moi batzlocha. Who gave you the nisoyim? This nisoyim that you think you can't overcome, who gave it to you? Hashem. So if Hashem gave you the nisoyim, he'll give you the kalim to deal with it. L'chein mutal aleinu l'havin mi'anu. Therefore we need to know who we are. Ma mitrachesh siviveinu v'loid ma chovaseinu b'olomeinu. I have to understand who I am, what my job is, and how to fulfill my obligations in my world. To do that, you need to know what your milas are, you need to know what your strengths are, to sit down and work out who I am, what are my strengths, what are my koiches, what do I have in my bag of tricks, in my toolbox, I know what I'm supposed to do with my life. But to forget for 1 minute that you're the only son of the King of Kings, that you're choshuv, enormously choshuv, you're from the elite, elite of the elite. To forget that, that's the biggest sin. Because once you forget that, everything else becomes irrelevant. And that's why the Yetzer Hara fights that so much. To the extent that a Jew recognizes the nisoyin, where it's coming from, who it's coming from, so too increases the chances that he'll be able to matzliach, to win. Adam sheyayed ebedir brura v'uma hu lalachem. When a person knows what he's fighting for, when he understands who he is and what he's fighting for, umeivin heitiv madua hu lalachem, shoyv mitochei chinav shu esakoyach ha'utzma lalachem. He has enormous inner power to fight. But the radio Ovrun Ilchoma Hagoyim Neged Klal Yisrael. Ovones Hanitzris Messiah Atzlav Inquisitia Sreifas Talmud Gzeris Tatvatat Ashov Od Vod Vod. Klal Yisrael has gone through the last 2,000 years of Golas, terrible Nishoinus, terrible wars by the Goyim. The Crusades, the Christian Inquisitions, the Inquisition itself, the burning of the Talmud, Gzeres Tat V'Tat, the Holocaust. We've been through terrible, terrible Nisoinus. Kol Eilu Ayu Milchomas Keneged HaKlal. Those were wars against the Jewish people as a klal. But Doires Ovnu Milchomo HaYetze V'Chaylosov Ba'am Yisrael. Racism Milchoma Klalis. The war was a Milchoma Klalis. Hitler came to destroy the Jewish people. He didn't go after one Jew. He was after the Jewish people. The Inquisition, everything. Avadit involved individuals, because the Klal is made up of individuals. But the war was against Klal Yisrael, to destroy Rachmanis, not Klal Yisrael. Gama Haskola Arura, Vachreya Tzionis, the Haskola and what fell in its way, secular Zionism, Hayom Milchomas Keneged HaKlal, was a war against the Klal, to destroy Judaism from the Klal. Bekol Olsam Milchomas Misha Dovek B'Gedoy Yisrael, Va'ira Umar B'Yeshivas or B'Chatzeris HaChasidus, Hatzilif Navshev Nefesh Bonu V'Chorov. Those that clung tight to the Mesoiris HaTorah, whether it was in the yeshivas or in the Hasidic courts, wherever it was, they saved themselves and their children. It's completely different. When you understand what the war is today, you'll see how ridiculous the response is out there. The goyim aren't fighting against us. There's no war against us. Put aside the Islamic story that goes on in Eretz Yisrael. Put that aside. About chutz mizeh, Yidden are keeping Yiddishkeit very happily, almost unaffected until very recently. And you have to understand why that's changing. Until very recently, even in Europe. And even in Europe, they're not trying to stop you from keeping your Yiddishkeit. They'll kill you, but no one's... You want to go daven, go daven. The yeshivas, you know how many bochrim from Eretz Yisrael go to France every year to learn? They're sitting and learning in France. Let's give an example to explain this. A yid who would have done anything with slat bizayoyin to the founder of Christianity or to his pestle or whatever, in any European country or whatever, would have been killed on the spot. Not just him, the whole village. They're killing Christians left, right, and center all over the world. No one's lifting a finger to help them. What rules in the world today? Freedom, democracy, do what you want. Just don't say anything about Muhammad too loud. You're fine. But that's not a country or a government. That's why I said leave Islam alone, because it's a very different kind of golus. A unique, special golus that we have to go through just before Mashiach. But the four main golios that we've been through, this is a very different nisoy. Kayoim ha milchoma ha yechidonit. Milchoma neged kol yehudi benifrat. The war is a personal war against every single individual yid. Yeshiv lo yudi bodod bebeisim. Ein ishro. A person sits alone at home, no one can see you. Beyodo machshir katan, che internet shmoy. Ubechitzes kafto achas, hu shakur miyad bezuhuma gdoile beyoisim oilom. And with one push of a button, he's in the worst, worst tumor that the world ever had to offer. And I'm not only talking about shmutz, I'm talking about apikosis, I'm talking about all the everything that's bad in the world. From the Dor HaMabul, there wasn't things that low. There's not a war against the Klal. This is me alone in a terrible Nisoyin, and no one knows about it. He can be learning three Siddurim, he can be Frum, he can be... He's got his two buttons, he's from, he's got a shtramel, he goes to mikveh 10 times a day. Lo mishane. V'inu b'pinyayse hu goyke hu kashu l'kol menta sharetum. Excuse me, I'm not being very politically correct here, but I'm just reading what's written here. All complaints, I'll give you his number, you can take it up with him. There was a certain Rav that I was involved with, and he told me that Rav Taba will never ever speak in Yisrael again after saying this. Compare the internet to Auschwitz, to compare that to the big, and to talk about Memte Shai Tumer. That's it. He's lost the plot. He can't speak in Marshall ever. So I apologize for being unpolitically correct. If the Rebbe doesn't want to speak in his shul anymore, he'll tell me, but we've learned the sefer now, I think, six times in the shul. I'm learning it until somebody complains. But complain, I'm just reading. Complaints you want, I'll give you the Bataba's address. That's it. No one knows. It's a spiritual holocaust with every meaning of the word. Not figuratively, literally. The The whole world is, you know how precious one Jewish neshama is to the Yetzer Hara? He can trap one yet. Ha'oimed levado mamash, mul kol ha'olam, ve'yavase Yaakov levado. Ve'yavase Yaakov levado. That's who we are. So a milchama shelane bezmanenu zuha, nisoyin shelane, nisoyin chadash, shelo ha'yodaya ad koch. Never known such a nisoyin before, and that's our nisoyin, that's our milchama. This was written over 20 years ago, probably said even 30 years ago. V'zeh ma shekore. V'nei, im ha'milchama gashmi saklal hu, da'es ha'ev. In a physical war, what do you have to do? The first thing they tell you in the army? Know your enemy. You understand your enemy, you've got to know what he does. Halachas kama v'kama shel b'milchama ha'gadoyle, milchama sa'yetzer. In the milchama against the Yetzer, im lo naskim ledat heichan nimtzoim koiches ha'oiv eilanu sukuyle natzelach. If we don't know and understand who the enemy is, you have no chance of being matzliach. Yes. I didn't say anything. I'm just reading and translating. Tell me.
This is like the Nebuchadnezzar. This is like the Nebuchadnezzar. What was the Nesoyin before this? Was there one? Was there the? Does every generation have the Nesoyin? I don't remember anything like the internet. Before the internet, what was a Jew's Nesoyin? I'm saying, was there one? Is the internet the start of like a new level of Nesoyin?
The Haskalah. The Haskalah. The Haskalah. The
Haskalah was 70 years ago. Was like
communism, the Holocaust. It's hard to tease it apart.
I said, for me, I only know today. I only live in today, and I hear it.
Well, that's what you need to know. That's what you need to know.
I'm just wondering. Bad level, like
Yaakov Kamenetsky said when he was in yeshiva.